In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Last week, the Lambeth Conference of the Anglican Communion ended. The Lambeth Conference, in case you have been missing it, and perhaps you might have been, it might not have been the first thing on your news programs the last few weeks. The Lambeth Conference is a gathering every 10 years or so of all the bishops of the churches that have a common heritage in the Church of England. So that is what we mean when we say the Anglican Communion. All the churches that throughout the world, and it is a worldwide church, all descend from a common heritage with the Church of England and share a common loyalty to the Archbishop of Canterbury. And it is a conference in the sense that it is a time of sharing and discussion and study. It does not have a deliberative function or a legislative function, because in Anglicanism, all the constituent churches have independence one from the other. We are not hierarchical in the sense that we have one supreme vested authority in one person or in one church. So it is that kind of a body. It gets together to meet and to talk. And it's also a relatively recent development. The first Lambeth Conference was held in 1867 at the suggestion of the Bishop of Vermont, of all people. And it was so named because it first met at Lambeth Palace in London, which is the London residence of the Archbishop of Canterbury. 144 bishops were eligible to attend, and some 76 did. So 76 at the first Lambeth Conference. All men, all white, all of them were English-speaking. They were largely academics. Bishops at that time were very much holders of PhDs and other kinds of elevated degrees. Some of them were members of the House of Lords. They represented the height of the expansion of British influence, the empire and its global reach, and colonial hegemony at its peak. Victoria is on the throne, and the sun never sets on the British Empire. The first Lambeth Conference got off to a rocky start, you might be interested to know. The Archbishop of York, who is number two in the Church of England, didn't attend, as he didn't see the point of it at all. He thought that the church ran just fine with the bishops running it, and there was no need to talk about much of anything. But the agenda was there, nonetheless. It dealt mainly with how the Book of Common Prayer was used in different parts of the communion, and its first suggestions about local adaptation. And there were other a few kind of housekeeping matters. It was a different world altogether. A simpler world in some ways, but also a world that ran according to the dictates of a few people in a few countries. The 15th Lambeth Conference just ended, as I mentioned, just the 15th. And it was an entirely different project. Some 750 bishops were eligible. 660 were there. Yes, white men, but also a sizable number of women bishops. And over one-third of them are people of color, especially black African bishops from those churches in Africa, the Global South, which now represents the fastest growing part of the Anglican Communion. And the proceedings were translated into 9 languages. Whereas the first Lambeth Conference, English worked just fine. Now, languages including Korean, Juba Arabic, which is the language of the Sudan, Swahili, and Burmese were also used. It convened for a week at the University of Kent near Canterbury for worship, discussion, study, and prayer. And a large agenda of issues, global global financial instability, climate change, the conflict in Ukraine, the wealth gap between rich and emerging economies, debt, public health, many other conversations. But there was also division. Not just the mild kind from the first Lambeth of 1867, but sociological and theological division. The bishops of Nigeria, Rwanda, Kenya, and Sudan were largely absent. And that is because of their objection and opposition to those parts of the Anglican community where there is full inclusion of gay and lesbian persons in both ordination and in marriage. And those parts of the communion do not support those changes. Several bishops attending would not receive communion with all the other bishops. And spouses of those bishops in same-sex relationships were not invited to attend. So Jesus' words this morning, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth?" We think a little bit about that. So asks Jesus and cautions us in this morning's gospel. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? To be engaged with the ongoing revelation of God in Scripture means inevitably differences of interpretation and action. And at least with regard to human sexuality, which has been discussed at Lambeth 13 in 1998, and again at Lambeth 14 in 2008, both sides, and I don't like using the word sides, but there it is, both sides are claiming theological and scriptural defense of their positions. Same scriptures, but read differently. So for now, the division stands, and the 25 years of conversation will continue across those areas of achievement where there is gospel-inspired unity. Someone, and I can't find the source, said, "How do Anglicans resolve their differences?" And the answer is, we meet. So let us pray for the Anglican Communion and all of its difficulties, and let us pray that our divisions too in the Lord may soon cease. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.